Okay, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud. We are now introduced to Shaul as the king. Last Perek, we have Shaul looking for his donkeys, and Shmuel Hanavi finding him, or actually Shmuel finds him as the Roeh, and Shmuel ends up, by the end of the Perek, taking him up to the roof and saying, I have to tell you something in private. And he says, okay, so Perek Yud, we have now, Shmuel takes the Pach Shemen, he anoints Shaul, and says, you will be the Nagid, you will be the leader, you will be the king over Am Yisrael, and here are the signs. He tells him a couple of events that are going to happen in the future, which will be signs for him. Sounds like the story of Gidon in Sefer Shoftim, where he also held himself to be a nothing, right, very humble, and therefore Hashem had to prove to him through miraculous signs that really it was going to be true. So that's the same thing here. Shaul is told by Shmuel, you will meet a couple of people, and then you will be given some presents, some bread, and some wine, and then you will go to the Givat Elokim, you will go to where the Aron is, you'll meet a group of Nevi'im there, and you will start prophesizing. Seems like that Shaul HaMelech, who was not a Melech yet, had Nevuah before. He will have Nevuah, and that will change him as a person, and that will prove to him that this is all true, and he is going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel alludes to him that you will then is a later on, then a couple of prakim, you'll go down to Gilgal and wait for me to bring Karbanos, and when I get down there, we will give Karbanos together, and everything will be good if you could listen to that Tzivui, as we'll, Baruch Hashem, talk about in a couple of minutes. And all of these events happen and occur, and it comes true, and the people who are with the group of Nevi'im see Shaul also giving prophecy, and they say the famous line, Hagam Shaul Banevi'im. Shaul is also a Navi, that's pretty amazing. He is not usually a Navi, and his uncle even asks him, who happens to be at that event, you know, where have you been? He says, I was with Shmuel. He says, no, what did he tell you? He just says, he told me that my donkeys were found. He did not mention anything else that Shmuel had done to him out of his humility. Fine, Shmuel then gathers everybody to Mitzpah and announces that, again, it was not a proper request for the king, but because they asked, Hashem will give to them, and he looks for Shaul. Even before that, he goes to the Urim V'Tumim, and the Urim V'Tumim picks Sheva Ben Yamin, then picks Mishpachat HaMatri, and finally they pick Shaul, who's nowhere to be found. They bring him from the tent, they bring him out, they give him a bracha, Yechi HaMelech, and he becomes the king. At this point, the Perek ends off by saying there were some Jews that still did not accept him as a king, and that could be why Shaul did not start acting like a king yet, until we get to the next Perek, when he actually brings the first salvation to Klal Yisrael by beating Nachash HaAmoni. But that will be in the next Perek. But first, now we get into the messages of Perek Yud in this Perek when Shmuel actually anoints. See, here we go. Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Vayikach Shmuel et Pach HaShemen. Shmuel takes the flask of oil. Vayitzok al Rosho. He pours it onto Shaul's head. Vayishakeyu. And he gives him a kiss. Vayomer. Halo ki mishachacha Hashem al nachalaso lenagid. You see, behold, I have anointed you to be the Nagid, to be the leader for Am Yisrael. The Malbim points out, what's the oil and the kiss? So the Malbim suggests, one saying you should be a leader in Ruchnius, one that he should be a leader in Gashmius. The oil is given to show him that he has to be a leader in the Melech, he has to be Az, he has to be strong. Al Yidei HaMashicha, Him Shichalav Ruach Gvura Va'az Melech, like it says, and Va'yidei HaNeshika, Shehi Hestavkus Rucha Berucha. A kiss connects two spirits, Himshicha Lav Shefa Kodesh Shebazeh Hechino Sol Nevuas Acharkach in Bnei HaNevi'im, and this will help him have the Nevuah that he was going to have in a couple of psukim. That's the oil and the kiss. The main discussion in the Rishonim on this line is, what exactly was the anointing oil? Which oil was it? We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's a concept of the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It's also to make that Shemen in Parshas Kisisa, discuss there why. What is the oil supposed to be used for? It's used to anoint Kalim. It's used to anoint kings. Vayitzok al Rosho vayishakeyu. So he anointed in here. But what is the issue? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Krisos on Daf Hey, only Malchus Beis David uses the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha. Malchei Beis David Moshchin vein Malchei Yisrael Moshchin. Only Malchei David. And even Malchei David, only there's only a Mashiach done if there is a Machlokes about their Malchus. If there's no Machlokes, then there is no need for Mashiach. Why? Because Ein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech, says the Gemara. And they only had to anoint Shlomo because of the Machlokes with Adoniyahu. They only had to appoint anoint Yehoash because of Atalia, Yehoachaz because of Yehoyakim. Right? But fundamentally, it is not needed. We've even discussed in the past the fascinating Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch discusses that Mashiach, Mehira Yavo, hopefully he will come very soon, who is a descendant of David HaMelech, is there going to be a Machlokas in the future about Mashiach? When he comes, Lechor, it's going to be so clear, and all Jews are going to agree. But 1 minute, he is a Melech ben Melech. It's just been a long time. Is he going to need to be anointed? And if not, then it's pretty amazing that we call him Mashiach, even though he's not going to be Mashiach. Right, so that's the name that we call him. Interesting question. But in any case, this is the halacha. The Gemara says that you're only anoint with the Shemen and Mishcha, Melech Yisrael. So now we get to Shaul. Shaul was not Malchei Yehuda. So therefore, was he anointed? Was he anointed with the Shemen and Mishcha? So says the Radak right here, no. This Shemen was not the Shemen HaMishcha. Says the Radak, lo hayez HaShemen HaMishcha, ka yu meshuchim imen, lo hay meshuchim imenu, ala malchiz beis David. Aval Shemen afar simon haya. It was a pretend, it was a substitute oil. It was some other type of oil, farsimon or balsam oil. And that's what we use, that's what was used. And also the Radak adds, the Gemara tells us, there's another difference between Shaul and Malchei, non-Malchei Yehuda, Malchei Yehuda. David and Shlomo were nimshach with a keren, with a horn, which is a more substantive and everlasting kli than the pach, which Shaul was anointed with. But that is the shita of the Radak. But Rashi says, Beferish, there in Krisos, on Daf Hei Amud Beis, that Shaul was nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Rambam as well, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, it's clear that he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Rambam, when he quotes the Pasuk, that gives the source for being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Malachim in the first parak? Kishema amidina melech Moshe nosra b'Shemen HaMishcha. When you appoint the king, you anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. Shene emar, and he quotes our pasuk. Vayikach Shmuel as pacha Shemen, vayitzok al rosho, vayishakeyu. Meyachash Moshkin HaMelech, hari zoche, ze zoche lo ulubanav leolam. It's his, Shem Malchus Yerushalayim. Malchus goes Yerusha. Hu ubanav bekerav Yisrael. He niyach ben katan. If he's a child, the katan is one that takes over. Then you have to wait until he gets older. Vechulu. And then it says, Harakivach Nifshach David Zacha bekeser Malchus. Once David got the Malucha, so then it stays in his family forever. But the Rambam quotes that pasuk exactly like Rashi says, that he was actually anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Aye, so what about the Gemara that says only Malchus Beis David? Two answers. Number one, maybe that rule only applies once Malchus Beis David starts. Shaul was beforehand, as we have spoken about. Shaul was a stopgap measure because Klal Yisrael asked for a king, but it was not the ultimate, the eternal choice. So therefore, since it was before David HaMelech started, so none of the rules apply. None of the rules apply because it was pre, and that's like what the Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi that we quoted last time. That even though Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda is an isser upon anyone outside of Yehuda to be the king, maybe that only started after David was the point of the king. But before that, the whole issue would not apply. That is one answer given. How could Shaul get it? It was beforehand. The other answer, beautiful suggestion, is given based on the Griz. The Brisker Rav writes in the Griz al-Torah in Parsha Shoftim that there are many differences between Malchus Beis David and Malchei Yisrael. Number one is what we just mentioned, the Shemen HaMishcha. Number two is sitting down. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Al Malchei Beis David Bilvad. On a Daraisa level, there are differences. Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph says that's a din halacha lemoshe misinai. There are other Rashis that say it's drabanan, but at least Rashi one place says the allowance to sit down in the Azara is for Malchei Beis David, it's din Daraisa. Says the Griz, why? Why these differences? One word, Bechira. Malchus Beis David was chosen by God, as it mentions a few times in the Psukim. B'yisod adin shal b'chirin namar derak lahem ha-malucha v'lo la'achirim. And therefore, even though Machi Yisrael toras melech aleihem, kima chenismanu al pi navi, avam ikamakom ikir ha-malchus le-David. U'malchi beis David dinam l'chud, u'malchi Yisrael dinam l'chud. And where do you see that? He also says, because you see that the Midrashim compare b'chiras Yerushalayim and b'chiras David. Achelo nivcha Yerushalayim ha'isa shakol Eretz Yisrael k'shira l'mizbachos. Misha nivcha Yerushalayim yatzas Eretz Yisrael sh'ne'emar yishem alecha petal alasecha v'chulu. And only Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Achelo nivchar Aaron ha'yikol Yisrael k'shirem l'kahuna. Misha nivchar Aaron yatzuko Yisrael. So the in the Medrash, we compare Yerushalayim and Aaron, and then Achelo nivchar David ha'yikol Yisrael k'shirem l'malchus. Misha nivchar David yatzuko Yisrael. So the Gemara, the Medrash is medame bechiras malchus based David to bechiras kahuna to bechiras Yerushalayim. It's nivchar. And that's why it has separate halachos than malchay Yisrael. But using this, says the Rinas Yitzchak, amazing. Shol HaMelech was also Nivchar. The Psukim talk about it here. Psukim say that he was the Bechir. He was the chosen one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even though he was before, but this is the one that was chosen by Hashem, right? It says, HaReisam Asher Bachar Bo Hashem, Ki Ein Kamo B'chal Ha'am, Shmuel HaNavi says. So he was chosen. So that's why maybe he has the status of Malchus based David at this point in history, because here he was chosen. Okay, important discussion. What exactly was the oil that was used? One other suggestion, and that is, again, another chiddush, a third approach, you could say. Maybe, number one, it was too early. Number two, he was chosen like them. And number three, the Me'iri in Harios on these sugyas, page 279 in the Me'iri there in Harios, says, well, look at the word that is used here in Pasuk Aleph, linagid. He was appointed, it doesn't say as a melech, as a nagid. So maybe it's something totally different, which helps answer all the other questions to Shaul. He's not called a Malach only later when he loses the Malchus. That's when Shmuel HaNavi keeps emphasizing that the Malchus is going to be torn away from you. But the actual appointment, it doesn't use that phrase. Okay, let's continue. So Shmuel says, when you go from here, Balech Techa, Yomi Madi, and these are the signs that you're going to find. You're going to find people that will tell you, Nimsu Asanos Asher Alachta Levakesh, your Asanos, your donkeys have been found. V'nei Nata Shavicha Zivere Asanos, and by the way, your father forgot about the donkeys, now he's worried about you. V'chalafta Misham, and then Shaul was told by Shmuel that he will go to Elon Tavor, you'll find three men there, Olim El Elokim Beit El, going up to Beit El, right, where the dream was. Echad Noseik Shlosha Gedayim, one will be carrying three goats. Echad Nosei Shlosha Kikos Lechem, one will be carrying three loaves. Ve'echad Nosei Nevel Yain, and one will be carrying wine. Goats, bread, and wine. Says the Malbim. What's the message of goats, bread, and wine? He says, the Malbim, there are three attitudes that one could have in Avodas Hashem. The best to the least best. The best is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shem Shemayim without wanting anything in return. Number two, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I at least want my necessities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me my basic necessities to live. And number three, the lowest level, so to speak, is that I serve Hashem, so He not only gives me my necessities, but He gives me Ashirus and Tanugim and extra. So these are the three people that are going to serve Hashem. Goats, go-goats, you give a carbon to Hashem, you get nothing from it. Number one, bread symbolizes the basic, the necessities of life. And wine symbolizes the extras. So he says, show, right, you're going to meet these three people. Right, maybe you're alluding to the fact that a king is going to have to deal with all types of people in his kingdom. So you're going to see these three people, v'shalu l'choloshon, they'll ask how you're doing. And they'll give you two of the breads, v'lokachtem yadam, you'll take it. Achar kein, pasakei, you'll go to Giv'ato Elokim, which Rashi says means Kiryas Yarim, where the Aron was. You will meet there a Chevel Nevi'im, a group of Nevi'im. Not Nevi'im that were there for all of Klal Yisrael. Right, the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Yodala, there were 7 Nevi'os and 48 Nevi'im in history. Rashi and the Gra, they have all their lists. Who are these 48? The 7 Nevi'os are listed in the Gemara there, who they were. The 48 are not. So the Machlok has said who the 48 are. But this group of Nevi'im are not on anybody's list. The Chevel HaNevi'im. So what do you mean? There were only 48. The answer is no. There might have been more, but a Navi is someone who was given a charge by Hashem to tell Klal Yisrael, Navi from the word Niv Svatayim, to express with one's lips. So here, Chevel Nevi'im means it in a larger definitional way. And that is, they had some type of personal divine inspiration, but not specifically Nevuah, to tell Klal Yisrael. But you will meet these people, Shaul, and then they will be coming down, you'll see, with Nevel, Tov, Chalil, V'Kinar, they'll be coming down with many musical instruments. Why? Says the Radak, Ein Ruach HaKodesh Shore Elamitoch Simcha. Right? You gotta be in a good mood, you gotta be V'Simcha, to have the Shechina. The Rambam says this also, the Rambam in Yesodiyat Torah, when he discusses the definitions of nevuah, and how does one become a Navi? We'll get back to this Be'ez Hashem soon. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid, one's got to be happy. Kol Navim Misnabim B'chol Eishe Yirtzu Ela Mechavnin Daitam V'Yoshvim Smechim V'Tovei Lev U'Misbodedin. A navi doesn't get nevuah whenever he wants. They have to get ready, sit there, smeichin, happy, v'tovei lev, umis bodedin, shein nevuah shower, lo mitoch atzvus, lo mitoch atzvus, el mitoch simcha. Lefichach, here's our line, b'nei ha-neviim lefnehem nevel v'tofa chalil v'kinar, v'heim mevakshim ha-nevuah. Right, that's what they are described as having all these musical instruments. And v'heim ha-mesnabim, they will be having prophesizing, says Shmuel to Shaul, Vitzalcha Alecha Ruach Hashem, Hashem's Ruach will be on you, Vihisna Bisa Imam, you will prophesize with them, Vinepachta Leish Acher. You will be changed to a different person. The Rambam also quotes that pasuk. Right, and you saw the Atar, the Rambam quotes a few of these psukim in the prakim about how to be a Navi, Vinepachta Leish Acher. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Zion, that Miyasodi Adas is one of the Animamins, one of the Yesodos Amuna, Leida Tenosha Akel Menabe Et Bnei HaAdam, that there is communication between God and man. There is an institution called Nevuah. And Nevuah only comes to someone who is a Chacham Gadol B'Chachma, Gibor B'Midosav. And his Yetzer does not get the best of him. Elohum Iskaber B'Daitol Yetzer Tamid. Somebody who is full of these Midos. So then, Kshi Kanes L'Pardes V'Yimashich Ba'osan and Yonos HaGdolam, when he has Dveikos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sanctifies himself, he mizaris himself to only focus on Hashem. His Das is always puny to Hashem. Miyad, right then, Ruach HaKodesh Shora Alav. He will have Ruach HaKodesh. And when you reach that level, you already get into the worlds of the angels. Hanikra'im ishim vayehafeich leish acher. Quoting our pasuk, he becomes a different person once he has nevuah. V'yavin midaito she'eno kamo shaya, and he realizes that he's not a different person. This self-awareness, elashenis ale al ma'ilas shar b'nei adam ha'chachamim, but he will realize that he has surpassed the other levels of the other chachamim. Kamosh nemar b'Shaul v'isnabisa imam b'nefachta l'ish acher, like Shmuel Hanavi warned Shaul and says that he will become a different person. So that's what happens. Va'yaki savona ha'osas elalach, and Shmuel says when all these signs come true, aseilach asher tibsa yadecha, do what you find in your hand. Rashi says, get ready to be the king. Do everything you think that is appropriate. Ki Elokim Imach, Hashem is with you. And then go down to Gilgal and wait for me to bring a carbon. I'll be there in 7 days. When does this take place? This is not right now. This is in Perek Gimel. This is in a couple of Prakim. But it's recorded now. Why is it recorded now? Why did Shmuel give this Sivui now? If it's not going to be for a while. Says the Radak, because he gives him a tzivui. And he's basically telling him, this is going to be your test. If you're able to listen to the words of a Navi, if you're able to listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of a Navi, then your Malchus will last. If not, then as we know, Shmuel wasn't successful in instilling this in Shaul. Shaul couldn't wait. Right on the seventh day, he had to bring the carbon because the Am was dissipating. He was influenced by them, and this was going to be lead to his downfall. In the Mishpat Zav, he discusses there on our pasuk that so many times we find throughout history sins, chataim, based on the fact that a person doesn't have enough patience. That's exactly what a melech needs. A melech needs to have super patience. But so many times, right, Adam Arishan, if he would have waited according to the Arizal, if he would have waited till the next day to eat from the tree, it would have been okay. The Cheta Ekel, obviously, they didn't wait. The Bnei Yisrael asked for a melech before the proper time. So many times, Averis come because of a lack of waiting. So here too, Shaul is told, this is what's going to determine if your malchus lasts or not, if you're able to overcome and have the patience that is required. That's what Shaul is told right here in his first sivui of being the king. Okay, but we'll get back to that story. So they come to Giv'ah, he comes to Giv'ah, there's Hevel and Avim, and he starts having Nevuah, as Shmuel told him will happen. And everybody there is surprised, and they say, Agam Shaul ben Avim, is Shaul a Navi? Says the Meshachachma, crucial Meshachachma about Nevuah, in Parshas Baaloscha, he writes there that a Navi, A, has to prepare himself like the Rambam says, but B, ultimately it's up to Hashem if he gets Nevuah. Ultimately, it's a matana from Hashem. And that's what you find, even sometimes if somebody didn't have the hachana, they get the matana. Because it's all a matana. That's what happened by Bilam. That's what happens here, says the Meshech Chachma, by Shaul. He wasn't preparing himself in the way that all the other Nevi'im were preparing themselves, but still he got it. That's why everybody was surprised. What's going on here? Even his uncle, Dod Shaul, comes over to him and says, where have you been? He says, I've been looking for my donkeys, and I found out that they have been found. And as the Pasuk says, Vezdvar ha-malucha lo higidlo, asher amar Shmuel, he did not mention anything about the Malchus, even though Shmuel had anointed him, he didn't say anything. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel says, because of this tznius, because of the tznius of Rachel, that led to Shaul. Because of the tznius of Shaul, that led to Esther. Again, tznius is the opposite of public, the opposite of Pafarhesia, and he kept everything under wraps because that's who he was. Fine. Vayatik Shmuel as Am, and then the next day Shmuel gathers the Am by mitzvah and says, come together, I have to give you an answer to what you asked me for. You asked me for a king, and remember, I still, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still thinks that was an inappropriate request, but because you did it, so we are going to give you one. So he takes the Urim and Tumim, and he shows Am Yisrael that it determines Binyamin, it determines the family in Binyamin, and ultimately it boils down to Shaul ben Kish. They look for him, he's not there. So what do they do? Vayomer Hashem hinehu nechba l'kelem. They don't know where he is. So again, the Urim and Tumim says where he is. He's in the tent. Vayarutsu. They quickly run and get him. Why'd they go so fast? So either, says the Rinas Yitzchak, is generally General Zrizus, you want to do a mitzvah, or number two, all Yeshua's Hashem come quickly. Right in Mitzrayim, go and by Yosef. So here too, it was a Yeshua, because Shaul, being the king, is going to bring a Yeshua from the Plishtim, so they did it quickly. They present him in front of all of Klal Yisrael, Vayigba Mikala Mishimcha Vabala, he's handsome, he's tall, and Shmuel says, this is your leader. And what did most of them say? Yechi HaMelech, which means, according to the Targum, the king should be successful. Yechi HaMelech Yatzlach Malka. Shmuel speaks to the Am, he tells them again, the Mishpat HaMelucha, they write it down, and everybody goes on their way. Shaul goes home, Halach Laveso give Asa, and the parak ends off, but there was certain B'nai Bilya'al that didn't accept his authority. The Mefarshim explain, the Radakir says, that's Dafka why he went home, because not everybody accepted his authority. So he says, okay, I guess it's not time to be the king yet, and therefore he goes home. But Chazal fault him for it. Chazal and Yuma, Dafka Beis, and the Rambam and others fault him that he was Malach Shemal Chal Kvodo. They were more B'malchus. He should have punished them. He should have stood up. Sometimes there's inappropriate anava. He was an honor, but at this time he should have stood up, and that's already going to allude to the fact that he's going to be influenced by others, the people around him, not always being able to make his own decisions, and that is going to lead, tragically, to the downfall later on in history. But right now, Shaul becomes the king. Okay, we will stop here.